Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
That is Crud. That's Crud.
From Detroit.
Yes. The original Crud.
So good. I could rock that all day long.
Dana was mentioning about a Crud show.
Well, yeah.
So they may be back. They may come back.
And if you don't know, that lead singer is the lead singer from Sponge, mm-hmm. Vinny Dombrowski. Amazing voice, amazing talent. They're going to be in Toledo at Hensville.
Sponges, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I tried to buy tickets, but there was something wrong with the website. But anyways, yeah. Maybe somebody can throw some tickets my way. That'd be a good thing.
There you go. Well, call Vinny and tell him to give you some tickets.
I don't know his number.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, I'll stalk him on Facebook like I do everybody else.
Yeah.
Joe!
Guess what this week's show is?
Wait, I gotta clap. 1 year.
1 year.
So, Joseph,
yes,
we've made
everybody,
it.
This is our 1 year anniversary show.
Yay!
Yes.
Bum, 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 bum. Yep. We've been up, we've been down, we've been all around.
Yes,
what
we have.
What a year it has been. I have to tell you, we just have had some amazing times, and we've met amazing people, and we just want to kind of recap some of that for you.
So, everybody in the audience, what do you think? Yeah. And that's how fast I am on the draw. It took me 5 minutes to find the damn clap thing on our computer.
Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Oh, my God. So, what time did you get up today?
10:30. Yeah. Can you hear the cough in my voice from that?
I got up at 10. I looked up. God. I'm like,
So Joe and I had an event last night.
We had a late night.
At the Realm in Toledo, which mm-hmm. is just kind of like a rock bar. They have bands and stuff. And there was a halfway to Halloween show last night with our friend's band Dead and Five out of Detroit. And some other amazing bands. They had Metal something or other.
Metal Mayhem, I think it was. I don't remember.
Mania.
They were playing when I walked in, so I didn't hear what name they had. But
and then really cool rap band that was all Halloween themed. It was called 1031, and they were really, really cool. I love their makeup. It was all like black light, and they had like orange and yellow and black makeup on, and it was just amazing.
And
it was cool.
It was rap, but it was like hardcore rap.
Yeah, it was
and
cool.
They were so much in harmony.
Yeah.
I mean, you, what's the term I'm thinking of? Tight.
Yeah.
When you hear a band that's tight, you can tell that they just all click together. Mm-hmm. And these guys did, man.
Yeah,
it was so cool.
It was, you know, theatrical as well as just like, you know, music.
Yeah.
Musical.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways.
1031 is the name of that band.
Yeah.
Check them out. I haven't had a chance to look them up on YouTube yet, but seeing them last night, they were so cool. We got up close to the stage.
It was just different.
And,
you know, they had a unique twist to their mm-hmm. music. So that was kind of cool. But Joe and I are exhausted because we've been on the road for like 4 weeks straight now. We're coming off last weekend at the Gill House, which we did our investigation there. And we just want to give a shout out to some great people who came out and supported us and bought tickets and investigated with us. So first and foremost, we want to thank Jane Baker.
Yeah. Awesome host.
She is
the hostess.
The hostess. The hostess. She is with the Gill House.
Did you say she has Hostess?
Hostess Cupcakes.
Yes.
I could use some right now. No, I don't like Hostess. I'm a Little Debbie girl. So, like, don't give me a Hostess ho-ho when I want a Swiss cake roll.
Because they're so much different.
There is a big difference. We could argue that all day long. Nutty Bar. Nutty Bar.
Yeah.
So anyways, we just want to thank Jane for being such a gracious host and sticking with us until wee hours in the morning. And it was a long night, but it was a great investigation.
A lot of you don't know about the Gill House. The Gill House is an old mansion in Galion, Ohio.
Galion.
I forgot to talk to the mayor. Remember I said I was going to talk to the mayor and ask what the name?
And Jane's brother.
Yeah, too. Jane's brother. He's the historical.
I think Yeah.
Or a tour guide or a historian.
Historian. Or well, something. He's like the city attorney or something, but he's very much knows all the history and was so gracious and told us the history of the house and took us around on the different, you know, levels. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool.
But we had our friend Devin and Dennis from Life Spirit Paranormal. Mm-hmm. They were there with us. And then we also had Derek and Camilla.
Mm-hmm.
They came also.
Yeah, we really thank them for coming from far away to come and investigate with us. I think that was their first investigation. So I hopefully they, you
I
know.
Hope I didn't bore them to death. Because as you know, at the Gill House, all the spirits go to the other side of the house when I'm there.
I don't know, Joe. They were there when we were in the basement, though, remember?
We were doing a flashlight session.
Yeah, that lasted for a long time.
Yeah.
That was cool. We got really good chills and cold spot.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. When Jane's brother started the tour, it was like he's doing the tour and all of a sudden we're all like, oh my god, feel that in the dining room.
Yeah.
Dennis, mm-hmm. Did Dennis have the meters? I couldn't remember who had the meters, but all of a sudden he's like, dude,
bro.
And the activity in the dining room right when we started at 8 o'clock was unbelievable.
Yeah, we hit some.
Everything
really
was going down. And he's like, I feel a cold chill right here. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And I walked over there and it was like walking into a walk-in freezer.
Yeah, it was interesting. We checked. There's no air conditioning. Mm-mm. In that place. No windows were open. So it was a little hot. On some spots, but it was definitely in that particular spot. And if you've ever been to the Gill House or you haven't been there, in the dining room, it's a very unique dining room. It's oval shaped.
Yeah.
And they have all the pictures of all the former Gills who mm-hmm. used to live there up. You know, old time photos from
the original.
Yeah. Early 1900s through probably what, say maybe the 60s or 70s. Some photographs.
Not that late.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Probably the 20s or 30s.
So there was a lot of just, you know, family, mm-hmm. you know, and it was just crazy because they're all up on the mantle above the fireplace, and that's where we're standing from was the fireplace.
Well, see, that's what I thought too. I'm like, okay, it's a cold chill right by the fireplace. So I walked over there and it was ice cold. Yeah. I mean,
and
I got
everybody
goosebumps.
Experienced
that. Yeah, everybody walked over there like, oh my God. And
it was an energy to it too. It wasn't just that it was cold. You could just, you know, it just felt like charged.
Yeah, and it's 87 degrees outside.
It was hot.
It's about 90 in the house because they don't have AC. But and then you walk into it 3 foot from where I was standing, and I was getting chills, goosebumps, all that.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. That and the meters were going crazy.
The red pod went off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just,
that was before the investigation even started. And then we did the investigation, which turned out really cool. We're going to get a hold of the guys from Life Spirit Paranormal. Yeah. Get them on the show. We'll talk about the event in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they got some pretty good evidence, too, so mm-hmm. they can bring it in and we'll get it in the show for you.
But anyhow, this is our one-year anniversary show.
I can't believe we made it 1 year, Joe, and we haven't killed each other yet.
I know.
But it's been the fastest year of my life. I cannot believe how fast time has gone from an idea to 52 shows later.
I know. And it's the crazy people that we met, the places we've been.
Wow. I mean, we have put some miles on our cars. We have. Okay. So let's see, Joe, where's the furthest we traveled so far?
You asked me
New
that.
York, right?
Yeah, it was the Shanley Hotel in New York. We did that with
Al Luna.
Why can I not remember the name of his group? I've known the guy for a year.
P-E-S-I.
Yeah, I think I have
P-S-E-I? I don't know. Sorry, guys, but look him up on Facebook.
We're so professional.
I know. So anyways, we had a great investigation. So that was probably, over 1,000 miles away?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, a long ways away. But
there and back.
Yeah.
1,000 miles, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, because
thousand miles
would be Arizona.
We need to get back out to Arizona.
I want to go out.
Because now we have some investigation under our belt. We kind of know what we're doing now a little bit. But yeah, we definitely, that's on our bucket list for 2018 is to get out west.
And see, that's what's kind of cool, though, is now that we understand it, it kind of reminds me of, you ever see the videos of the helicopters going over the herds and it kind of like pushes the herd?
Yeah.
That's what it's like when I walk into a haunted place, all the ghosts go pushing away. No, but we got, like, in the Shannon Hotel in New York, one of the questions here I was going to ask you was, what is your...
shoe size? No. Five and a half. If anybody wants to buy me some Louboutins. But anyways, yeah.
What was your most interesting experience? And to me, that was... to me, it was at the Shanley. We got to talk to a girl that was 25 years old when she passed away, and we sat there and had a Avalis session with her. One of my, I was going to originally answer that question with the Tony Pacos one. That, I think they're about the same, because it was so cool to actually have a conversation with something that is not there.
Yeah.
And our equipment is answering the questions that we put out there.
Yeah, you know, it just seems like every experience is just so great to me. And, you know, in that same room that you were in, Joe, we got a knocking on the door. And it wasn't like one knock. It was like a repetitive 4, 5, 6, like.
Yeah.
Right next to me. So that was cool. It didn't scare me, but it just like excited me. Now I'm trying to think, because they're all so good. The EVP we caught saying 13 in the jail cells.
Yeah,
we went
to Virginia State Penitentiary, and that place, I pulled up to there, and I'm like, oh my God, this place is like a half mile long.
It's massive. But yeah, that was a really clear EVP. I was standing in front of the cell. I think it was on the west side. Was it northwest? I don't know. Anyways, there was these rows and rows of cells, tiny cells, decrepit. Standing in front of it, and I asked, what cell is this? And it said 13.
Clear as day.
Clear as day.
I was about 50 yards away from you, and I could hear it.
Yeah, and then I went to the other side. So there's like, you know, two sides, standing in front of cell 13, and I asked the same question, and it yelled at me. It said, 13!
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, crap. That was cool.
The adventures that we've been on, I mean, okay, so...
Collingwood Arts Center still holds
that was our holds first my event. Heart.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's local, too, and that was our first event that we ever did.
Yeah, at the Collingwood.
Yeah.
Our first show. We were so excited.
Live show.
And you know what? We got to meet some. You know, that just kind of sparked it all.
It did.
I mean, you know, I just have to give a special shout out to Chris Tillman. He has been one of our biggest supporters and just has really taught us a lot about the paranormal and just been so amazing with helping us, you know, promote the show.
Yeah, promote and teach us.
Yes.
I mean, we went to the Collingwood Arts Center. It was our first live show, and we set up our little table and all that. And the people that came by, we started talking to them. And
we met some great people there. We met
Togues.
Togues. We met Alan, his group. We met Chris. We met the people from the Haunted Mill in Dundee, Michigan.
Which I want to do a show about that.
Yeah, that's a place we haven't been to investigate. You know, it just, Collingwood will always hold a special place in like my top three.
Yeah.
And it might be my top one just because it's local. We had great experiences there. You know, especially in the basement. If you guys saw the video that we posted of that orb coming out right at me, which was kind of freaky deaky.
And then Grizz getting smacked in the back of the neck.
That was great. But that was just, and I'm excited about going back this year because I think the energy level is going to be so intense.
It's double the size.
Yeah.
I mean, this year's event.
The paranormal activity is going to be increased just because. And
when it gets closer, which it's like coming up quick.
2 months away.
We'll tell you more about that. But we went to Collingwood was our first. And then we headed out to Gettysburg for Paramaricon.
Paramaricon.
Where women shine.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Women shine. And Joe's like, oh, wait a minute. I'm here, too. But you know what was great about Gettysburg? It was a great road trip.
Mm-hmm.
We went in September or October.
I don't know.
I think it was October. I don't know. But anyways, we went in the fall. And it was a little chilly. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
It's still a little cold out.
But we had an amazing time there. If you've ever been to Gettysburg or see any videos or listen to our show about Gettysburg, it's indescribable how you feel when you go into this town. You feel the history. Mm-hmm. You feel the presence of all the soldiers that gave their life so we could have our freedom. You know, it's just, it's a weird feeling.
And the thing is, though, you know, we talk about freedom. And the sacrifice. So let's mention about our freedom and our sacrifice to stop at a little restaurant.
Oh my God.
And enjoy our choice of, well, chicken wings, because that's all they had.
So Joe and I were starving. We're on our way to Gettysburg. We like to support local places to eat because, you know, you can go to Olive Garden in any city, but you want to get a flair for this, you know, the different culture and city and flavors. And so we found this little sports bar and it said food in the window and we're like, okay, you know, cool sports bar.
Yeah.
Girl.
What could be so bad about a sports bar besides everything?
Besides, we are the only Caucasian people in there. It was so much fun, though. But we had a great time. We walked in, and we looked so out of place, and I had a beer, and we were, like, hungry, and she's like, I'm making chicken wings. And that was it. And it took, like, an hour.
Yeah.
An hour. And there was
literally only... It was two orders. The lady before us and then ours.
Oh, my gosh.
Some
of the situations
we
get ourselves into.
I seriously think that she went out back and scraped them off the dirt.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
they were so overcooked.
The place was so nasty.
Remember, I went in the bathroom and there was a bowl full of condoms on the table.
Which, by the way, I want to thank you for putting some of those in my glove box that I didn't even...
I put a bunch of them on Joe's glove box. They've been in there for like half a year now.
I get in my car and I'm like, oh, I got to get something on. I don't know if it was somebody in my car with me and I need tissues or something. God. So I open up the glove box and there's condoms in my glove box. Thank you.
Okay, so
yeah.
Oh my God,
we should have ran out of that place.
Oh my God, we should have drank our beer. Well, you didn't have a beer, but I had a beer. We should have bolted. And then we stopped at that pizza place on the way to the Gill House.
It was the national
East of Chicago Pizza.
No, I was thinking about the event they were going to for the Gill House the National Ghost Hunting Night.
Yeah, yeah. It was
which is coming up in October, by the way, and I don't know what we're doing for that.
I don't know. We got to figure something out.
That's what's so cool about all the time that we had on the road is no matter where we stop, we meet someone.
Yeah, definitely. Somebody sees our shirts and has a paranormal story or has a 222 story.
Yeah.
They're somehow tied to the 222, which is strange because I forgot to tell you. Yesterday, I went to work. On my way to work, I saw a license plate right next to me. It said 2222, four twos.
Okay.
I'm coming home yesterday on I-75, which I drive every single day. Coming home, car in front of me, different type of car, 2222 on the license plate.
Yeah.
What are the chances? On my way to work and the way home.
Yeah, That's why we named the show 222. Well, second reason.
Yeah, that's our lucky number. But anyway, so just crazy. Like, I don't, I was trying to think. Also, when we were in Gettysburg, we did have one thing happen. That door opened on us.
Yeah.
Remember? Mm-hmm. The little boy who likes to open the door. That happened. But I think we really need to get back to Gettysburg and do more ghost investigations.
Yeah, because it's just like anything else. You go somewhere, And the first time you go, you really have to check the place out and then go back and do the regular investigations. But Gettysburg, we met some cool people.
We did.
We you met. Know, as I say, everywhere we go, it's one thing about the doing the paranormal events and being in the paranormal is everybody has a story.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody is so afraid to come out and tell their stories until they do. You know, they mm-hmm. see us or they go to an event or that.
Yeah.
So I want to put a big shout out to Kendra. She is one of the tour guides. Mm-hmm. And Mark Nesmith.
Yeah, definitely Mark. We met Beth, the psychic. Mm-hmm. That was great. Virginia Paranormal. Virginia Area Paranormal. Remember that couple? Mm-hmm. They were Jeff and I'm sorry, I forget her name. Amazing people. We met Mike. Was it Mike? Was it at that one?
He was the only other guy there besides me.
Oh, yeah. He had a great voice.
Yeah.
He had a great voice. Very great storyteller. But, yeah, just good trip all around. Yeah. You know.
After that, we headed off to Mackinac Island.
Yes.
We did New Mackinac. That, that was just more like a vacation.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
New Year's Eve.
Actually, it was before that, too, wasn't it? Because it was New Year's.
Yeah. We went up to... You know, Michigan is in two parts. So mm-hmm. at the very top of Michigan, between the Upper Peninsula and Michigan, is a 5 mile long bridge, 5 miles long, people, yep. 5 miles. And you have to cross that bridge to get over to St. Ignace, where we went for New Year's. And just very interesting because there's Bigfoot sightings up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's Native American.
There was a Bigfoot sighting a week before we got there.
A week.
Yeah.
Crazy. What else? Haunted fort.
The whole St. Ignace is extremely haunted because of the Native American Indian struggle with the settlers.
And I can't wait to get, we're going up there next month for Michigan Paracon, which is in Sault Ste. Marie, which is at the very top of the UP.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be a long, long trip, Joe.
Yeah. And we headed off to Erie, Pennsylvania for the MUFON show, which that's my thing, is the UFOs.
It was great.
Met Fred Lang, the infamous Fred Lang.
Fred. Oh, man, I forgot about Fred. But yeah, he was amazing.
And then Reverend Swoop.
Yes, the paranormal pastor.
Like, we're going there. I have to talk to him.
Yes.
Have to. And he is so cool.
And I still haven't read his one book about Slender Man. So
yeah, definitely. Get on it. Read that.
Yeah. He was a great interview. If you guys had listened to the show that we had him on, he has had some really, really, really bizarre encounters with UFOs, with ghosts, with
cryptids.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I would love to have him back on the show.
We will.
He was one of my favorite.
Yeah, we'll.
One of my favorite. I mean, like, all my interviews are favorite, but mm-hmm. he turned us on to the Erie Vampire, correct?
That's what I was going to say. One of the things that we did when we were there is we went to the cemetery, which we always do. And if you guys listen to the show, you'll notice that we saw a woman in white.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a woman in white.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she wasn't a ghost.
No.
She's just a woman in white.
But.
And she gave us tons of info, too. See, I mean,
yeah, it's like meant to be that these people come into our path so we can, you know, just learn from mm-hmm. everybody. And where did we go after that, Joe?
Well, after that, we went to the old St. Joseph's.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
well, we went there twice, actually. First time interview Greg.
Which we did the interview and we saw tons of activity as we were getting a tour through the hospital.
Yeah, we definitely have to go back. That's on our bucket list.
But that event was unbelievable. There was so many cool people there. We met some great people.
I think that was one of the busiest shows that we did. There was a lot of foot traffic, tons of people coming in. We met Melinda Carver, who was absolutely amazing. We met the pet psychic, Iris Matos. We met...
Vanessa.
Yeah.
She was a psychic there.
Yes.
She's cool.
Who else did we meet there? Oh, we met Marcus and his girlfriend Jennifer. They were really fun. They were with, I forget. We met Jeff from the Cleveland Haunt Club.
They were with Tri-C.
Oh, yeah, Tri-C. Who else did we meet? I don't know. We met a lot of people. Barbie St. John was there. Mm-hmm. I really, you know what I liked about that show? I think that was the friendliest people. Everybody's friendly.
Yeah, I mean,
but they just seemed like a ton of unity at that show.
What did you call it?
Para unity. Yeah. That I just thought that was just, you know, everybody was there not so much just to have a booth and make money. It was there because they had a love for the paranormal.
But yeah, just tons of amazing people. And that's what I was going to say, though, is the para unity or whatever you call it.
And how interesting it is that everybody has something unique to bring to the table.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you learn that don't judge a book by its cover unless you're buying my book because the covers are sexy. But you know, it's just like we have met some amazing people,
yeah.
Like amazing talents, like people we didn't know that we were going to meet, like when we went to the Harry Houdini Museum.
Yeah.
We didn't realize that the people running this were these legends and icons.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our trip to New York, on the way to New York, where we stopped in Scranton overnight.
Yeah, who would ever think Scranton, Pennsylvania, meet a legend?
I know, that was just
and
so
the stories,
cool.
You know, sitting there talking to them about their events.
Could listen all night.
The next event that we went to was the Shanley Hotel, which, yes. Yeah, you know, on the way to New York, we stopped in Scranton and met them.
I loved that area, going through Pennsylvania and New York. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy. You're driving around the mountains.
Yeah.
Which I did really good, Joe. Didn't I not do good? Like, I did. I only had, like, one kind of freak out on the expressway at night. It was very rainy and very
yeah,
on
what's
the side of the mountain.
When we go on long tours, what's with the weather on the way to...
I don't know.
On the way to MUFON.
Oh, yeah.
We had a huge blizzard that wasn't even... It was supposed to be nice out.
Yeah, it was supposed to... Yeah.
But yeah, we went to the Shanley Hotel with Al Luna's group, who is the Paranormal Spirits Encounter Investigations.
There you go.
And... That was so fun. To me, it was the first time I went into a place that has been on TV and all mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
And to drive up there and see it, and I'm like, this is cool.
It's interesting when you get the more out east you uh-huh. get, the old, you know, because
well, yeah.
the older the buildings, the older the history. Just, I love it. I love those little town we stopped in.
With the food.
Oh, gosh. We went to this place called Ariana's, and it was the best Italian food we ever had. And it was just this little off-the-wall place. Love the little towns. We found mm-hmm. a little mineral shop, and I bought some crystals and some really cool, like, it was like, the oddest thing, it was like a printing shop, and they sold minerals.
Yeah.
So I got some cool crystals, and I got some cool, like, stationery stuff, you know, like, cool. But
we're going to have a reveal show. I talked to Al, and he's getting his stuff together, the evidence together, and I've got our evidence together. And that was one of the cool ones, because I carried on a 30-minute conversation with an entity.
Mm-hmm.
And wait till you guys hear this. It's going to blow your mind.
So, Joe.
Yeah?
That we've been all over the United States here. We've been to prisons, we've been to haunted hotels, we've been to haunted convents, we've been to battlefields. Where do you want to go next? Like, what's your top bucket list place that you want to investigate?
Probably, yeah. I honestly think it's Waverly.
Me too.
I want to get to Waverly, and I want to go back out to Jerome, Arizona.
I do too. I've like been feeling like the whole ghost town. Like, I want to go to Virginia City, Nevada, mm-hmm. where the Birdcage Theater is.
Yeah.
I think that's in, or is that in Tombstone? I don't know. But anyway,
know.
Like those out west old ghost town.
I just want to go wherever Zach was.
Who's that? Oh, Zach Baggins.
Yes, folks. Okay. I forgot to tell you at the St. Joseph show, we met Zach Braggin. Not Zach Bagan, it's Zach Braggin, because he thought he was Zach and he looked and acted just like him.
Same glasses, same hat.
Exactly.
Same
everything.
Facial expression. It was crazy.
And he wasn't an impersonator. He actually thought he was mm-hmm. Zach. Oh, mm-hmm. okay. So,
anyway,
let's do this.
Rabbit holes.
What was your favorite place that we've ever been to?
My favorite place that we've been to so far is got, well, my favorite is Collingwood Art Center. It just is.
Yeah.
You know, because it's.
Well, that's our home base, yeah. Basically. I mean, it's local here.
Where I want, one of the places I truly, truly, truly want to go is, I really want to go to the Winchester Mystery House.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that place.
I really want to go there. That would be like, you know, top five bucket list.
Yeah.
Honestly, to be honest, if I had unlimited funds, I'd want to go visit some castles.
Oh yeah.
In England.
Yeah.
Old haunted castles. That would be the cat's meow. Totally.
What was your most interesting thing that ever happened to you?
Let's see. Oh, during the time of the show or I don't know. You know what? To be 100% honest, I think just in general, just meeting new people.
Yeah.
You know, just meeting really cool and being able to interview people and just make those connections. And now that we have all these friends, you know, like
that was
that's been the best highlight.
Yeah. The weirdest thing for me was walking out of one of the conventions and somebody walking up to me and recognized me and hey, I know you. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
That was cool. That was.
What surprised you the most? Is it this? I mean, is that the same thing basically?
No. You know what surprised me the most is that we've had a year, that we've done this a year and how fast it's gone, and that we haven't run out of topics or just thrown in the towel because, you know, like you told me, there's a lot of podcasts that don't make it past 6 or 7 episodes.
Yeah, 90% of the podcasts that start don't make it past 7.
Yeah. So that's what surprises me. Mm-hmm. You know, I get a little scared when something freaky happens, but you know, I'm just surprised that we've had such fortune to meet and have, you know, so many people listen. I was surprised by how many downloads we get per month.
Yeah.
And all our,
how many countries we're in,
likes on Facebook.
And we're in Japan, Germany, France. Australia, France, Britain,
mm-hmm. Mexico,
yeah.
Canada. So yeah, that's just, that's what amazes me. Mm-hmm. And that just makes me happy that, you know, whether we're talking about something that, you know, a million people have talked about, you know, we just want to keep it fresh and fun. And
well, it's always our perspective.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
And our perspective is fresh.
My favorite thing that we've ever talked about is got to be the squirrel story.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, what was your funniest news,
oh
which
God.
We haven't done lately. We're sorry. We haven't put in some funny stuff, but
we've got to. Yeah. The squirrel
lady
takes the cake.
And honestly, I don't even remember what episode that is in. So if you guys want to hear that, just go back and listen to all the episodes.
Yeah, listen to them all again from the beginning. And you can see how we progressed in our life of our 1 year of doing a paranormal podcast.
Yeah. I think the craziest thing that I've ever done is at the prison, just, and it was lights out,
mm-hmm.
just walking through that prison without any flashlights on in the dark, just with my mental memory of knowing that there's nothing on the floor that, well, I can trip over a flat floor, but, you know, and just sitting there and listening to the noises and hearing things that you can't explain, you know, I mean, I know that there's bats in there and bats yeah. flying past your head, inches away from your head, different noises that you can't explain. And that's another thing, that the craziest things that I've, while doing this, the craziest things that happen is getting the evidence, having your meters. Yeah. I mean, we have a K2 meter mm-hmm. sitting there and you ask a question and it blinks. Okay. And then you ask another yes, no question and it doesn't blink. And then it's like communicating through the K2 is just so wild because it's just a meter.
What,
and it's just,
what, okay, how do I say this? What's the biggest lesson you've learned? Or what have you learned in the past year?
Oh, man. A lot. Because I was never really that much into the ghost side of the paranormal. I was more into the UFO side.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned a lot about near-death experiences. I've learned a lot about spirit. Like talking to Melinda Carver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's taught me a lot just by the 10, 15 minutes that we've talked to her, you know,
yeah.
and listened to her show and stuff. But just finding out that you go to these events, and like you said, the people are not there. I mean, they're there to make money so they can get home, you know,
right.
and sell their books and stuff. But that's secondary. The first part is to get their stories out and get, you know, talk to people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember when we first started the show, I warned you that we're going to meet some weird people, but it's so far in between now that you don't realize that.
You know, you learn, like, everybody is different and unique, and you just embrace that, the differences mm-hmm. between people. And, you know, I think I've learned to, like, just open my mind more
mm-hmm.
to, you know, different thoughts and ideas. And, you know, being that you and I aren't in a group, it's
yeah.
nice that we can work with all the other groups.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody has a different style of investigating or ghost hunting, a different take on, you know, different location, or some people believe in, say, orbs, and some
yeah.
people don't, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
and it's cool to hear both sides.
Exactly.
Because you just, knowledge is power,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I love mystery, and I love just unique things, and it's cool that we can just every week learn something new.
Yeah.
Because you're never too old to learn.
And the thing about what's so cool about this, like our first place that we actually went besides Collingwood was Cave in the Rock. And
yes.
that is history
mm-hmm.
and haunting. And that's what we're all about, because we go to these old places like the prisons and mm-hmm. the Gill House and Shanley. This is history.
Yeah.
So we're able to give you guys listening a little bit of history and a little bit of haunting.
Yeah, that's cool. Because, you know, it's like we're so busy in our daily lives. And, you know, you got to remember where you come from to know where you're going.
Yeah.
You know, because someday we're not going to be here. And maybe somebody will look into our history and be like, oh,
oh
remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah.
We did learn a valuable lesson this year, Joe.
Okay.
And we make this mistake every week, but we have to learn this lesson. Folks, don't eat Mexican food before you go onto a show or before
no.
you do a show, because we love it. We overeat.
That's...
Then we get tired and we're...
No, the weirdest... Okay. One thing that I've learned is I cannot eat before an investigation. Because
oh,
my stomach,
yeah,
it happens every time we try to do EVPs or that. You can hear my stomach going, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Every time.
Why?
We're in a quiet space.
We were in the chapel at the prison, and we were with some two ladies that, I think the one lady was her first investigation ever.
Yes.
And we're super quiet, and we got our recording equipment out. And all of a sudden, my stomach's going,
that was so loud. But that's the thing, you know, it's like, if you can't laugh at yourself, then what's the purpose of living?
That's the
you
whole purpose
I mean?
Of the show, is so everybody can laugh at us.
Just laugh at us. It's okay. Laugh with us, laugh at us.
And some of the other funny things that people don't realize that we've done was some of the bloopers, and I saved a couple of them.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. So, I apologize for my foul mouth, if there's any foul mouth.
A lot of people don't realize how much editing I do.
Joe really does put his heart and soul into this and time. I have to buy him a puppy or something.
No puppy.
Puppy.
So... I'm going to do this. I know you don't realize this, but I'm going to play some of our bloopers here.
I love it.
So listen to this, folks.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Know the true understanding of it.
Oh, okay. God, we suck.
We suck.
Where's it at?
I thought you had it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Angels exist at. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have went into that yet. Do you want to go back to the hierarchy and stay on that?
Yeah, let's stay on that.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so let me go back here.
Okay. I'm on answer. Okay. I'm going to start the whole thing over. Just start the whole thing over.
They have the moody... They have the duty of...
Do angels have names? You should ask me that.
Oh.
I got the list.
Well, no, it's...
But we'll have to look it up.
Strife is like...
Is that just like... Why did adversity? Maybe?
Yeah.
It's a video game, apparently. Tick, 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 tick. It's Strife. Strife. Do 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 do. Bugger.
It's angry or bitter disagreement over fundamental issues. So yeah, it's just like a strife is just, you know, some are benevolent spirits.
I don't know what that word is. Three, two, breathe.
Well, it's true. Angels which are simply enlightened, benevolent spirits.
These people are very...
Booger.
Well, what can I say about that, Joe, other than it takes a lot of practice to be a paranormal podcast.
It takes a lot of editing and cutting and... cutting out all the stuff people will sit there and listen to us and go, what the hell are these guys talking about?
No idea. So, we just wing in it for the first year.
So anyhow, folks, thanks for listening to our year-end wrap-up. We made it a whole year.
Yeah, but we couldn't have done it without you, honestly.
All the people we've met.
Everybody who listens.
And all the people we're going to meet and all the people we hang out with.
Every single one of you, even you. You who are listening right now.
You right there.
You.
The redhead in the corner. You. Yes.
So you got to find a redhead this year.
Yeah.
Definitely. But yes, thank you everybody for listening and sharing and coming to our Facebook page and, you know, putting your sticker on our sticker on your skateboards and cars. And we will talk.
Which I have not seen. I have not seen a car drive past me with our sticker on it yet.
I cannot wait. I will lose my mind. But yeah. All right, everybody. Take care.
Stay tuned next week. We're going to have a real show next week where we can actually tell ghosts. Yeah. And just some more adventures coming up for the next year. You know, I mean, we got places we want to be.
Yep. So come check us out. We have two paranormal shows in Toledo, one in September and one October. Go to our Facebook page for more information. We'll start posting that in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and our next event is Michigan Paracon. So hopefully we see people there.
Yes, we will see you all in Sault Ste. Marie.
So,
Joe, thanks for the great year and all you've done.
We're going to go out here with some crud featuring my best friend. Oh, I spiked. Ooh, I'm trying to reach the computer. My best friend on bass, Dana Forrester. So talk to you guys later.
Year two coming up.
Pistol went bang. And pistol went bang.